This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Talus Cat.
Yeah.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Gary, this is so good.
This is amazing. This is why we do this book. You know, for every tachypus we struggle through. And when I was looking at this, like, I was just kind of like, eh. Yeah. You know, because it doesn't have a big shadow talk section. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be one of those cats that's like bigger than a regular cat. You know, like the weird, you know, the paranormal animals of North America that, like, you know, if something is a time and a half times as big,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is worthy of entry. No.
Mm, yeah.
Not remotely. This thing's badass and cool.
So, yeah, if you're just flipping and looking at the pictures, like, yeah, it looks like a weird mountain lion almost.
Yeah. With like real, like real curves, like the hip section, like the button hip section of this thing.
Yeah. This
is real thick.
Yeah. Two C's. Like, yeah. Yeah. And also look at how much torso this bad boy got going on.
Lots of torso. Long yeah. boy. Yeah. And his arms, are asymmetrical where the shoulder joints would be.
Yep.
You know, I guess that's more the artist than anything, but
yeah,
he has a neck arm and a shoulder arm, but that's because this is an illusion.
Yep.
This doesn't exist.
It does not. It is just a very, very special tabby cat. Yes. I have not done all the Latin names for these, but this one is especially good. Felis mutabilis. So yes. Like, you know, changeable cat.
Yes. So this is these things don't exist. They're just kind of like tabby cats that project this illusion of it being like a big predator cat.
Yes. So
here's the magic. So they do that to like scare you and intimidate you so they can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the magic part is that the illusion doesn't like you can beat the willpower test or whatever. There's a couple ways to see around it.
Mm-hmm.
So when one of the, so imagine like a mountain lion mauling what's his name? The guy from Prairie Home Companion.
Garrison Keillor.
Let's say, okay, imagine a mountain lion mauling Garrison Keillor and he's just mauling him. You know, and he's just like, well, that's the way it goes here, you know, and he's just getting mauled. And but in real life, it's a tabby cat doing all of the actions.
Yep.
So it's a Shadow of the Colossus move like every single fucking time. You know, this, the tabby cat just jumps up, like bites out Garrison Keillor's throat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he calls out for a Garrison Keillor and he bites out his throat and stuff. So it looks like to most people, it looks like he's being attacked by a mountain lion, but really it's just a tiny house cat just fucking going to town on Garrison Keillor.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's got the power of a cat, right? Like it is incredibly strong, incredibly fast, can do damage that looks like it would be a cheetah, right?
Well, it has the power of a cheetah.
Yeah.
So like when it's projecting the illusion, it gets a pump up to its stats. You know, so it goes to, again, doing that stat conversion, mm-hmm. Its strength would be one, like six is peak human strength, three is average. It would be one, but it goes to seven. So stronger than any man,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a cheetah.
Yeah.
You know, and can eventually become quick enough to weigh, what is it, like 36 times, so six times faster than the fastest human,
mm-hmm.
When it wants to, when it goes in this form.
Cheetah. Yeah.
And it goes in this form, like it doesn't actually change.
No.
It just kind of like flexes or something and goes into this mode.
Yeah. Well, they describe it as instantaneous. So I almost picture like a nightcrawler BAMF kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, flashbulb, and then there we go. It's a fucking cheetah now.
And it'd be incredible to not see through the illusion and have that happen. So that just like this one cat, it's just like a normal cat. And then the cat just kind of like froze its eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then is this like tiny death machine. Like, I almost wish this couldn't shapeshift.
Yeah.
It was just a cat that every once in a while went into fucking beast mode, you know?
Well, what's great about this entry too is like it starts out saying like, yeah, you know, it's a sometimes it's a little tabby cat, and it says like, oh yeah, it hunts small rodents and birds. You know, during the day it'll like sun itself and just do typical house cat stuff, and by night it becomes this cheetah. It's only halfway through when they tell the story of the guy who was going out and trying to find video footage. His naked eye saw the transformation, whereas just the videotape did not. Which also works in a bit of a wrinkle, like what if somebody has cyber eyes?
Yeah.
Right.
And when cyber eyes, like, oftentimes don't bypass this stuff, and the reason why is because, like,
still going into the brain.
You don't see with your eyes, you see with your brain.
Right.
You know, but there could be, like, because it's Shadowrun, you could have some kind of chip or some jazz,
mm-hmm.
to bypass this. Or just like imagine like getting clowned on, like you know you get wrecked by one of these cats, and then your buddies see the security footage and you're all screaming and freaking out, and just a house cat like running up and like clawing you and stuff.
I love it.
Like there's so much flavor to this.
Yeah, well also just, you know, you get into the shadow talk and Mad Dog says, so the moral of the story is don't kick a stray cat or it might tear your leg off. It's like a fucking Greek myth. Like, yeah, be sure is, to treat that drifter this, good, because he might hit you with lightning.
This is the cats of Althar.
Yeah.
You know, like, straight up. You know, super good. I don't have a good joke to end this on this. This is just a good entry.
Yeah. Like, so this, like the, yeah. This is three thumbs up.
Yeah. Super good hook. Weird, weird cat crochet thumbs. And coming out of their wrist. They're fucking weirdos.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.